being brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. And we'll talk with a couple of representatives of PEO. We'll remind you what that stands for and what they do when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And joining us this morning for our community connection from PEO, I have two members. I'm going to start with Jessica Burke. And Jessica, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's a good day in the neighborhood. And we've had PEO on a few times just to refresh the listeners a little bit. You are a philanthropic organization, professional. I'll let you give the acronym for me.
We're a philanthropic educational organization. So that's what PEO stands for. And we've charged ourselves with the tasks of increasing the opportunities for women to receive education. We have girls that come out of high school and apply for scholarships and can get them, and women who are older who'd like to continue their education. I myself am a recipient of 3 different grants from PEO that have helped me on my way to earning my master's.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you are proof in the pudding that the system works, so to speak.
That's absolutely right.
How did you first become interested in PEO and become part of the organization?
My mother-in-law is a PEO. She's been one for several decades. And she recruited me, and it's been an awesome opportunity to meet some women and really be inspired. I was a PEO before I ever decided to go back to school and get my master's. And the women that I'm in this organization with really inspired me to reach out and go for my goals and set my sights high and achieve. And so I decided to go back to school and get my master's. And they've been very supportive.
Okay. You teach at Jane Phillips?
I do. I teach at Jane Phillips Elementary. Actually, that's incorrect. I'm not a teacher. I'm a student and family support coordinator. So I do a lot of neighborhood and community outreach to help the families at Jane Phillips get what they need to be safe, happy, and healthy.
Well, and again, that's a specialty that does benefit a lot from a master's degree. So it's one reason why we're talking about PEO this morning.
Yes.
How long, and I know when you're working and going to school, it's a split thing. If you got family, it splits it even further. But going for a master's, just because my wife did a number of years ago, it is a process, and you're still a student. You're doing all those student things.
Yes.
and trying to, you know, get life going on while you're doing that.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's definitely a juggling act and a balancing act. I was lucky enough that I found a program here in Bartlesville at Oakwoo that is based online, and it works with my schedule as a mother and as a working woman and as someone who'd like to have a little bit of a social life. So it's been really good, and I've really enjoyed it, and it's been a challenge.
Have you always been from the Bartlesville area, or did you relocate from elsewhere in the world?
I married a Bartian. My husband is a lifetime Bartlesville resident. His name is Preston. And when we first got married, we lived in Tulsa, and then we moved back to Bartlesville to, you know, be near family when our son was born.
Now, as I understand PEO organization, Bartlesville has several chapters.
That's correct.
Yeah. So I'm sure you went with your mother-in-law and joined the one that she was a part of, but you had the option, if you couldn't meet when this one does, that you could have joined the other one.
Yes, there's always that opportunity. If you know someone and if you feel called to be in PEO and you want to find the best way to give back that works with your schedule, there's day organizations, evening organizations, mm-hmm. all sorts.
Yeah, that was my understanding, but I've slept since then. So yeah. I want to make sure that what I thought to be true was in fact actually true.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. How about how many members in your organization?
In our chapter, I think there's a few more than 30.
Okay, that's still quite a few people to get all in the same room, assuming you all meet at the same time, you know?
Yes, yes.
And I realize that chances are there's going to be one or two or three or four or five absent at any given meeting.
But yes, yes. We say that a PEO meeting is always a previous engagement, but sometimes grandchildren, children, work, vacations kind of get in the way.
I think the quote is attributed to John Lennon, but it really doesn't matter. Life, that's what happens while you're making other plans.
That's absolutely right.
And so how did you applied for the PEO grant?
Yes.
And of course, the committee, I'm sure, takes the names off. They're looking at, you know, your circumstances, what you're asking for, and that sort of thing.
Well, what you'll have is a chapter member that you would contact and you reach out to, and they walk you through the entire application process, and they're very supportive, and they ask lots of questions. And then they will write to the committee that's a statewide or even a national committee that their recommendation for you that also accompanies the paperwork that you do. And so it is work, but you have someone or a group of someone's there with you the entire time helping you through and helping you understand, which I think is what really sets it apart from other scholarship or grant opportunities.
You mentioned that you've received three grants. Were they all master's degree oriented, or were there other projects involved?
They're all not necessarily for a master's, but two of mine were for women who have taken a break in their education and then want to continue. So they're continuing education grants. And then one was a grant just as a project fund that for any woman who wants to become educated.
I remember the first interview that I did with some of the PEO members, we talked, kind of went through the list, and it's a pretty long list of reasons that you could qualify for money.
Yes. It's extensive.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break. We're talking with Jessica Burke and talking about PEO. There is still another recipient in here we haven't mentioned yet. We'll do that for you when we continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing a Community Connection on 1400 K1, focusing on PEO. Anna DeBoe also joining us this morning. And Anna, your process was a little bit different. You were a grant recipient first, right?
Yes, Charlie. I had heard about, this is the craziest thing. I was up in Minnesota visiting my husband's parents, and I had mentioned that I wanted to go back to school. Now, I'm a little older. So going back to school was...
That's the nice thing about radio. You sound about the same.
Yes. But it, you know, it was, I knew it was going to be a challenge. And so she told me about PEO. Well, I heard the initials, and I didn't think twice about it. And when I got back down here and I started applying for things, she contacted me again and said, you need to find your local PEO chapter. Well, she helped me find it. And then I was introduced to some women that belong to the chapter that I now belong to. Mm-hmm. I didn't at the time. I didn't understand what it was or anything, but I knew I was going to need help with school. And so I got in touch with her, and like Jessica said, they walked me through the process. They really held my hand, because filling out the paperwork and applications for things, it's hard enough when you're going to the university to get in, get through the hoops. When you're doing something for a grant or a scholarship or a loan, it's likewise difficult to get through the paperwork. And they really, really did more than walking me through it. And then, of course, it had to be approved. And of course they look at their applicants. They look at how motivated they are, you know, how willing they are to work in their neighborhoods and volunteer in their communities. They look at all of that because they're philanthropic, mm-hmm. and they invest a lot in the community. Not just women, they pick up projects as well.
Well, and I think it's important that you brought out the point that you talked with somebody. Well, often I think when you're filling out a scholarship, a grant application, there's a form in front of you, and you it's you in the form. But your story, you talked about there was somebody else talking to you. As I kind of sat here thinking about it, somebody was digging for the facts. Tell me the story, mm-hmm. and that makes it any application so much better when there's a story rather than one sentence fill out the form type thing.
Yes. They didn't hand me paperwork and say, go fill this out. Good luck.
Yeah.
They literally walked me through it because they wanted me to receive what I received.
So, was this again a back to school type grant for you, or what was the purpose for the grant?
Well, I'll give you a little background. I was a combat medic in the Army back in the 80s.
As a retired Air Force, I feel sorry for you. I'm sorry.
Yes.
No, it's great. Thank you so much for your service.
Yeah. I started out as a combat medic, and then I went to what they call 91 Charlie School, which is licensed practical nurse school.
Mm-hmm. That's the nice thing about military in general. Enlisted people are given privileges that in the civilian world would be reserved for nurses in many respects.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and so I was an LPN, and as of last year, I was an LPN for 30 years. When I was in my late 40s, I decided that I needed to get my RN, and so I went to Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and I got enrolled in their program, and I graduated last May with my RN BSN.
Congratulations.
Of course, I'm in my 50s now.
My mom had been a RN for all of her life. I was in high school when she finally got her bachelor's degree. So, I mean, it's okay. You know, it happens. And of course, at the time, you know, RN was, a three-year school. So she had all the qualifications that the state and everybody required at the time. But I was graduating from high school the same year she graduated from college. So.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
It happens. And I think for many people, that's the route at the time that was available for you.
I don't know what I would have done without their support, because it wasn't just receiving the grants and the scholarships and even the loan. It was more than that. I met some women that really care about their community, and they cared about me becoming successful, and they loved watching me do well in school and do well in my career. And they celebrated that for me. And so I would get little cards in the mail just encouraging me. At Christmas time, they gave me gifts. a little coffee card in the mail they were always there in the background cheering me on. And that was extremely valuable to me. And I needed that as an older woman going back. It was in my classes, I was always the oldest one. So it was difficult for me to hang
She's
out.
She's here to break the curve again.
Yeah, I couldn't just hang out with my classmates, but I had this group of women who understood and supported me in that, and I really appreciated it.
Well, I understand you're not unique. That is what PEO does when they're working with a student, particularly going back to school. But again, if you're a pipeline student right out of high school, I think they would probably still do that from what I know.
Yes, and everything that's happened with me since I've graduated, I've moved on to. I did work at the hospital, and I was in a position where I wasn't really taking care of patients. It was more executive, and so since then I've gone on to become a nurse case manager at Shenandoah Home Health, and I'm back to taking care of patients and organizing care and working with other people who love doing what I do, and. I love the camaraderie, and it's the same type of camaraderie that you get at PEO.
So that grant, that assistance, not only the money but the pat on the back, you can do it, led directly to a better job for you.
It really did. It really did. It brought me back to the reason why I became a nurse to begin with. All those years ago when I applied for LPN school in the military, it's all accumulated up until this moment where I realize. I'm really good at this, and I can be a benefit to my patients, And so I'm doing what I love, and I can't wait to do it for the next 10 years till I retire.
Well, you also bring us to the point that, you know, like, unlike Jessica, you proved the point you don't have to be a PEO to qualify for the funds.
You don't. I wasn't. And the only reason really why I joined is because I wanted to do what they were doing for me. It really caused me to desire to do what they did for me. I want to do for someone else. I would like to see other women be successful, feel good about what they're doing, and just enjoy their careers, and then possibly join the PEO and become a member also. It's really all about giving back.
How do you feel about that? You're able now to be that encourager for somebody else?
Well, now I can give back. Now I can write a note to someone, and it might even be Jessica, because she's a recent recipient, and you know, she's my sister in PEO, and I want the best for her. I'm always going to cheer for her and my other sisters.
Is there a calendar as far as when the best time to apply is? Since it's springtime, we kind of think of this as scholarship award season, but I know realistically it happens probably 12 months out of the year.
It's an all-year thing. You're welcome to turn in, you know, applications at any time. I think there's one grant or maybe two grants that have semi-annual deadlines, but it never hurts to turn it in early.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you are, both of you, I'll say, living examples of the way PEO works, how it can make a difference in somebody's life, and how you feel you are making a difference in other people's life, not only other PEOs, but the patients that you see, the students you interact with, because of what PEO has done locally here for you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, given, I mean, what's been sown into me, now I'm capable of giving back to someone else. And they've shown me how to do that.
And it's been really fun talking with my students about their homework and my homework and how we're going to do that, you know, tonight. And you show me your homework tomorrow and I'll let you see my 3-page paper. And my goal at the end of this is to become a principal and of an elementary school and just affect in a positive way as many children as I possibly can, hopefully here in Bartlesville.
No, trust me, I know the path that has to take, because that was what my wife went back for her master's for, was to get that principal certification.
Yes.
So thank you so much, first of all, for, you know, becoming PEOs and being encouragers to other people. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Charlie.
That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Canadian County authorities are investigating